Hello, Renee Godefroy here. I know it's been a long time since you've heard from me. I think the last time we touched base was about a month ago. I do get a lot of emails from people asking me where I have been hiding. Hiding? No, I have not been hiding. I'm just out there seeking my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and making a difference at the same time. Although I really enjoy the making a difference part of it, talking about instant gratification, you get off stage, people in your audiences start telling you what they will do differently to change their current situation. And you know what? Many times, it's not because of something I said, it's because of something I didn't say. Something that makes them think of their own solutions to their problems. That's why we each can be a catalyst for change. You see what I mean? Of course, my speech is always, in some ways, communicate to the listener that if I can do it, you can too. And it's usually after they hear my story of how I fought, battled, and overcame poverty and sickness in a tiny Haitian village. Basically, I tell them enough excuses are trying to get all the ducks in a row. The situation is never going to get as right as we want it to be. Just start now, I would say to them, and perfect it as you go. How much more information do we really need before we muster the courage to start? How much more information do we need before we can step into the light and go for the promotion or start the business or do the things that we are much afraid of? The answer is none. You already have enough. You know enough. Just start and then get more information as you go. Speaking of information, why is it that we are drowning in a sea of information yet we continue to starve for more? Why is it that we are so confused, more confused than ever? There are several reasons. You see, the mind is silly. We love free stuff, yet inherently we know free is not good. Go figure. Since we can get all of this information for free, we quickly dismiss it as useless. Another reason is the information we are getting often has no emotion to it, or shall I say, no stickiness to it. There's nothing that makes it stick. There's not enough creative adaptation to the information. It's not well organized, it's not well presented, and it isn't in a format that fires up our inspiration engine. You see, basically, it isn't so much about the message or the information. It's about the messenger. This is a whole topic in and of itself. The sad commentary about all of this is too much of useless, dull, and uninspired information distracts us from focusing on really what matters. We need to focus on what matters. And a good example is the email addiction. My friend, leave the emails alone. You did quite all right before you were receiving them. I know I'm guilty of it too. I struggle with it, but at least I am working on it. I'm doing a lot better. Now, all right, on to something inspirational, okay? As you might recall, last December I told you I was going to Haiti to have Christmas dinner with 28 poor kids at an orphanage. Did I tell you about that? Maybe not. My first stop was in a city called Kai. There I visited an orphanage for 3 consecutive days. I headed to my beloved village later, and since I didn't have time to put 2 Christmas dinners together back to back, I decided to share some dinero, mula, dollars with the people in my village. Of course, you know, they loved it. They didn't mind at all. By the way, while I was in the village, a fellow villager tried to pull a fast one on me. And I called it a fast one. It's basically something I knew long time ago, and I want to share it with you next time we get a chance to chat. It's a persuasion technique. Basically, it's something that will help you get whatever you want, when you want it, and you will get exactly what you asked for. When the fellow villager tried to pull it on me, he was thinking I didn't know what he was doing. Though I kind of forgot about it. Anyway, I'll make a note to share it with you next time we talk. It's a psychological trigger. Here's a hint. It's the law of comparison, okay? I'll tell you all about it next time. Now, it was the best Christmas of my life with those kids. We sang together. We danced together. We ate together. It was something else. Some of the songs did bring tears to my eyes. And, you know, as a man, I tried very hard to fight back those tears and hiding the fact that I was crying. And besides, I was there to celebrate, to have a joyful moment with the kids. I didn't want them to see me crying. You know what? They called me Papi, which means daddy. I didn't really know I had that many kids until then. It was fun. It was great. A television station came and shot some good video footage for me. Next time, I'll share some of the footage with you, particularly the song that made me cry. I know it's in Creole. You probably will not understand it, but I'll try to translate it for you. Although it may not mean much to you if you didn't grow up the way I did. For now, there's a link here. Just click on it and take a look at some of the pictures I took with the kids. For those of you listening to me on your iPod or in iTunes, the link is villagehero.com/blog. That's all I have to share with you. Press on, my friend. Don't give up. Stay with it. Take care.